You've heard me talk about Samaritan Ministries and how believers come together to care for each other's medical needs. Well, Samaritan has recently launched Redeem HealthShare Ministry. It's an additional sharing option from Samaritan that offers flexible, affordable programs with the same biblical foundation, all through a modern digital platform. Redeem still gives you the freedom to choose your providers, as well as the option to include an exclusive add-on feature to help with expenses related to dental care, vision, routine, and preventative care. New features, new programs, new options. Check it out at RedeemHealthShare.org for more information. That's RedeemHealthShare.org for more information. Hey, we're Aaron and Jennifer Smith, your host of the Marriage After God podcast. Ba-da-bow! Do you ever get stuck in a rut when it comes to pursuing your spouse?
Maybe you've been on autopilot for too long. Maybe you found yourself recently trying to just coast through the last bit of winter. Or perhaps you and your spouse have been in a season of disconnection and you just aren't sure where to pick up.
Today, we hope to inspire you to creatively think about the next season of your marriage.
And just like being on the cusp of spring, we hope today's conversation gives you fresh eyes for your marriage and for the adventures that await.
That wasn't that hard. We did that like 8 times, but we nailed it. So today's episode is brought to you by our faithful patron team. If you are on our patron team, we just want to say
thank
awesome.
You.
Thank you so much. The financial support and the monthly giving is so powerful in helping us continue to get this free content out to tens of thousands of marriages around the world. So we just want to do a quick shout out to some of our new patrons, Jill B, Christy H, Yvonne G, and Mary U. We just want to say thank you for joining the patron team. We thank you so much for choosing to partner with us and blessing tens of thousands of couples with free daily prayer emails and this weekly podcast. If you've ever been blessed by this free Marriage After God content, we'd love to invite you to join our patron team along with those I just mentioned. Please visit marriageaftergod.com/patron.
Spring is upon us.
Upon us.
I love spring. It's one of my favorite times of the year.
Why?
Why? I don't know. It just feels like fresh air, like fresh, crisp, clean air, warmer days, sunlight.
It's just, it's like.
It's all good.
Well, for us, we just have this constant like snow lately.
Yeah.
It's like March and it's snowing. And we're like, okay, we're ready for some warmer weather. Elliot's just waiting. He always looks at the temperature degrees, gauge. Yeah. And he's like, it went up 1 degree. It's getting, and then the moment it gets to like 38, 40 degrees, he's like outside.
Yeah,
he's like,
it.
I just want to go outside. I want to play. He wants a little bit of heat. I think it's his favorite time of the year is spring, summer too.
So actual spring starts on Edie's birthday.
March 20th.
So cool.
And how old is she going to be?
She's going to be 3.
3.
Just crazy.
And if everyone's wondering why, I don't know. I have 5 kids and I get all their ages mixed up. So shameless over here.
No, I also heard like that first day of spring is a good time to set your alarms to start your gardens.
Oh, really?
Gardening is awesome.
Are you going to be, do you have to do starters inside the house?
Yeah.
Because we'll probably still get snow in April.
Our growing season is very short where we live.
I know. Last year we got snow in April and I was like, okay, snow. We need some grass. That's what I need. I'm starting to see the grass because some of the snow's melting, but man.
One of my favorite things about spring too is when the tulips and daffodils start popping up. It's like the first bit of color after a very dead winter. And so.
I just thought about, didn't you plant bulbs?
I did.
On our little mountain on the side of our house.
Over there. And then also we have in the backyard, we have grass and then we've got some space with trees and then a chicken coop.
And did you plant there too?
Yeah,
oh, that's why you don't want the chickens digging them up.
Yeah.
That's going to be cool. Chickens. Those things start popping up. will they eat them if they like start growing? Do chickens eat little?
I think they eat everything.
No? Oh, I don't know. We'll have to like put a fence or something around that.
Well, knowing that before we move on, well, we don't have to apologize that we didn't come last week, right? That we didn't show up?
I know.
We didn't tell you guys.
No one said anything. Oh, I didn't get any messages, but we missed
a little break. A wee little break, and it was good for us, and we just didn't realize how busy the week had gotten. And so
we actually were planned on recording and something happened. I can't remember what it is, but it didn't happen. Right. But anyways, we're good. We're back. We're going live. So we missed 1 week in March, but you know what? There's 5 weeks in March.
That's
so
what I was
we have
thinking.
A grace week.
We had a grace week.
We have a grace week.
Okay. Moving on. Daffodils. I have a favorite poem, so I wanted to read it.
By the way, I didn't know this was your favorite poem.
Well, it's not my favorite poem, but it's one of them. I don't know why. It's just very colorful to me. But it's by William Wordsworth. And I thought this today's episode about just, you know, being inspired in your marriage and coming out of, you know, a colder, darker season into one that's lighter and refreshing and romantic.
Specifically lighter because the sun's coming up earlier, it seems like.
All the reasons. The
days are getting longer.
I thought it would be creative and fun to share a poem and just kind of spark those, I don't know.
Spring vibes.
Spring vibes. Okay, so here it goes. I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high over vales and hills. When all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden daffodils, beside the lake, beneath the trees, fluttering and dancing in the breeze, continuous as the stars that shine and twinkle on the Milky Way, they stretched in never-ending line along the margin of a bay. 10,000 saw I at a glance, tossing their heads in sprightly dance. The waves beside them danced, but they outdid the sparkling waves in glee. A poet could not but be gay in such a jocund company. I gazed and gazed, but little thought what wealth the show to me had brought. For oft when on my couch I lie in vacant or in pensive mood, they flash upon that inward eye, which is the bliss of solitude. And then my heart with pleasure fills and dances with the daffodils.
That's pretty. Yeah. It also reminds me of, I mean, we're going to bring up some scripture about spring, but just how it says that God clothes the flowers of the field more extravagantly than Solomon himself, and how much more will he take care of us as his children. And then, so if you can see something so beautiful and as the flowers in the field, like God takes care of us better than that even.
Yeah.
You know, spiritually, physically, in every way, actually.
I love it. And I love that so often in life, or maybe not so often in life, we get these experiences where they are very vibrant in color or, you know, touch all the senses. Mm-hmm. And then life moves on into some modes that aren't so, you know, colorful or vibrant. And we have the
eventually the petals wilt.
Yeah. But we have the memory of those times to carry us through. And I like that ending there, that it leaves you thinking about and having a heart full because you remember what it was like to view it, you know?
Maybe that's a good little idea, is like to look at the good times in our life with fondness, to remember the things that God's brought us through. So when we're in those hard seasons, we can look back and be like, well, we've had good seasons.
Yeah.
And now we're in a hard one.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Well, especially in marriage, like we need to be the person that reminds each other.
Yeah.
You've reminded me often, hey.
Yeah, how it feels right now is not always how it is.
Yeah. Remember, remember the good. Remember this. Remember that. Yeah.
That's true.
I like that.
So remember the spring and summer seasons.
Love your marriage.
Because then fall and winter is going to come.
You need those memories to
there's snow.
Sustain you.
I'm a little bitter about the snow. I'm just going to keep bringing
bitter.
It up.
Don't be bitter. Every season has its purpose, and we need the snow.
Yeah. For a little bit longer, I hope. So we're getting into warmer weather, flowers, as we're talking about, early blossoming, baby animals. What I like, we'll start probably seeing a bunch of little baby deer.
I did see some.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they were crossing the street and I had to slow down.
Oh, it is dangerous.
It was at night. Yeah.
But we do tend to see them. Last year, I have video of it, a little baby deer in the snow. It was like the first time they ever saw snow. It was the beginning of this winter.
The kids still talk about how it was prancing.
It was the first snow of the season, and this little baby deer must have never seen it before. And it was like in our backyard, like running and stopping, and then like hopping to the side and then stopping. It was playing in the snow, and so we're probably going to see more of that because all these baby deer are going to be born. So
cool.
I'm excited for that.
Okay. Proverbs 16:15. In the light of a king's face, there is life, and his favor is like the clouds that bring the spring rain.
So king, we could probably assume this is an allegory or a symbolism of our king, right? Jesus. He brings spring rain. There's light in his face. The Bible actually describes Jesus' face as light. Or as like the sun. And so that's beautiful.
And I like that it's a good thing, like to be drenched and downpoured, like just waiting for that spring rain to come and kind of wash everything away and make it sparkly clean.
Well, it also meant prosperity.
Yeah.
Like, oh, the rains are coming. That means we're going to get crops and food and be able to sell and trade. And So it's a lot of good stuff with spring.
Cool.
Spring's a long,
I wanted to share
long
that verse.
Before season.
Yeah. It could, because it had to do with spring.
Yeah. Deuteronomy 32:2 says, "Let my teaching fall like rain and my words descend like dew, like showers on new grass, like abundant rain on tender plants." It's just the beauty of this idea of the teaching or God's law, mm-hmm. and how good it is, that it's like nourishment. And it drenches the ground and it brings forth life. And so that's some of the stuff that we're going to talk about today, is just this idea of having this perspective as the seasons are changing. Before we move on, I want to give a little encouragement to all of our you listeners, that seasons are good. You were just telling me, like, you know, there's reason for snow and yeah. like, it's all good. The snow is good. There's historic snow. Like in some places we know, like we have friends in Truckee, and apparently they have 14 feet. Like it's crazy. There's walls of snow, but every season has its purposes. And so even with the snow, without the snowpack, we don't get full aquifers and we don't get the water that we need for mm-hmm. irrigation. And there's a lot of things that it's important for. So it's good for the farmers and for everything, just for the ground. But it reminds us of different spiritual truths as well. So spring reminds us of fresh starts and new life. You know, we're talking about flowers and babies and little creatures coming to life and in the spring and green grass. Like it just, everything starts looking fresh and growing. And so I just pray that each and every one of you would experience a fresh start and new life in Christ this season.
I love that.
That you'd experience his mercy and his grace, like that verse was saying, like rain on dry ground, that it would just
penetrate.
Yeah. Yeah. If you've been going through a spiritual winter, feeling distant from God. And to be honest, I've been there recently, just feeling like not close. And I have friends that are feeling that way. So if you're feeling that way, feeling dry in your faith, lonely in your walk, we both pray that God's implanted word would spring forth with new growth and beauty in your hearts. We pray that you would experience transformation in your life by the renewing of your minds. And then as James 4:8, the beginning of the verse says, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. So this spring, this season where the season is shifting and we're going into a season of new starts, fresh things, growth, draw near to God.
As we do draw near to God, I think it's important that we recognize our relationship with him is not just something that needs to be worked on. Like, mm-hmm. you know, it's not like this to-do list or like, oh, I did this today with him. I read, I prayed, you know, but it is an actual relationship where we're engaging with him all throughout the day. And we're also enjoying our relationship with God all throughout the day. And I don't know, I just thought that's an important thing to mention.
Yeah. We wanted to bring that up also is because this topic today, this 12 date night ideas we're going to be getting into, is marriage is meant to be enjoyed. Mm-hmm. It's not just something to be constantly being worked on. It's not like, okay, here's the next phase of our marriage. Now we got to get better at this. And now we got to get better at that. Of course, those things are true. Mm-hmm. We do need to be better at communicating. We do need to be better lovers. We do need to be better at having fun with each other. Lots of things to work on, but we have a lifetime to do that. But we should enjoy it.
Yeah.
We should enjoy each other. God gave us marriage to be a symbol of Christ and the church, and the church is to enjoy Christ forever. Like that's the point of our salvation, is that we get to now enjoy him and be with him forever. So that's kind of what we want to encourage today, is like, hey, let's find some ways to enjoy our marriage. But here's some scripture, Psalm 16:11. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Our relationship with God is to be enjoyed. And our relationship with our spouse is to be enjoyed as well. So, like we said, there is work to be done always.
And side note, that work and the maturity we experience is from intentionally pursuing each other and putting in the time, right?
Mm-hmm. Like we would
being intentional,
intentionally pursue God.
Yeah.
But enjoying our relationship,
mm-hmm.
and not being afraid to enjoy our relationship.
Right.
Proverbs 5:18-19 says, let your fountain be blessed and rejoice in the wife of your youth. A lovely deer, a graceful doe, let her breasts fill you at all times with delight. Be intoxicated always in her love. This is pretty provocative, but the idea is like that we should enjoy each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like that we have each other. We are one. And so it's good to enjoy it. Why don't you read Ecclesiastes 9:9?
Enjoy life with the wife whom you love all the days of your vain life that he has given you under the sun, because that is your portion in life and in your toil at which you toil under the sun.
Yeah. So Solomon, who wrote this, has a pretty skeptical, or not skeptical, what's the word? He's a
realist.
Yeah. He's looking at reality, not with spiritual eyes. He's looking just what's under the sun. But he's even noticing then that we have our marriages are good. So even this is talking about the wife, you know, enjoying your wife. This is for your spouse, like enjoying the spouse of your youth. Like, this life has lots of hard things. This vain life that we have.
And you are going to toil.
And we are going to toil, but.
But it's your portion.
Let's enjoy our spouse and the togetherness and the unity that we have in the midst of this life. Mm-hmm. So we just want you to consider the ideas we have for you for date nights this spring, to see them as opportunities to simply enjoy each other. Mm-hmm. And maybe I would challenge you, don't use these as work conversation dates. Don't use these as dreaming can be fun. So that could be a part of it. But use these as intentional, like, we're just going to go have fun. We're just going to go and enjoy each other's company. Talk about things that we love. Talk about each other. Talk about our kids if you have kids. And so that's my second encouragement.
So with the 12 dates of spring, it's kind of that play on 12 days of Christmas, but for a new season. And we just wanted to let you guys know, if you only have time this month to do one of these off the list, I think it'd be worth it. I think it'd be fun to try. Otherwise, you can actually spread these out over a whole year if you wanted to, and just do one a month. You can make it like your bucket list for your marriage.
There you go.
Date night.
Yeah. So it could be just a fun little list for you. Keep it. And maybe you can even optimize it,
like, totally
tweak it, make it your own.
Yeah.
So these are just some ideas that we have.
So before we get into those specific date ideas, we did want to share a little bit of our journey and why we found it so important to date each other.
Yeah. And if you've been following us for any amount of time through our hundreds of podcasts, we love to talk about dating and some of the things that we've learned over the years. So you might have heard some of these before, but we're going to share them again because it's stuff we love.
How far back are we going?
Well, you can go back to, like,
I love dating you. Like, before we even got married, I love dating you. It was so much fun.
What kinds of things did we do when we were dating?
Well, we did go to the movies a lot. With my family, with your family, yep. With friends. We went to shows. Like
we call them shows, but they were concerts, right? But
yeah, like local bands.
A lot smaller.
Yeah, venues. Church yeah. venues.
We did a lot of just going to places. Like, we would go we did hikes, and we'd go to like parks.
Random adventures, yeah.
Yeah, random adventures.
We did a lot of group hanging out, like
group
friends.
Hanging out.
We did a camp. We went to camp, remember, up in Washington?
Yeah. We did ministry together when we were dating too. That was a lot of fun.
And weekly youth nights.
And weekly youth nights. Yep. And
not that was dating, but formed the friendship.
What was that houseboat trip? Were you with me on that? Yeah. When we did that with the church.
That was fun.
So, of course, a lot of stuff had to do with church, but we did a lot of things. Back then.
You go.
I was just going to say, it was... It felt easier back then because it was just us and everything was so fresh and exciting, and I had a car and so we could just, I have a car now, of course, but when I was, you know, when we're, I'm in college and you're just out of high school. Like,
it seemed weird that you had a car cause we were broke.
I know, but we could like go do things and it was kind of fun. So,
I was just going to move on to early marriage again. It was just us cause we didn't have kids right away. And so for the first 4.5-5 years, we just kept dating each other. And it was kind of awesome. We'd both work and then come home and we'd go walk to get pizza or
when
ice
we lived
cream.
Up in Washington, we would walk to get silverware from the thrift store down the street.
Yeah, whatever we were lacking, we'd go and spend our weekly paycheck at the
Or get panakokens at the place you worked at.
Oh, it was so good.
Yeah. But
we went mini golfing. Do you remember that? I won.
Mini golfing. Yeah. I'm not good at golfing at all. I know. You know, what was your score?
No, I mean, I just kept it for proof that I won you.
Oh, you have the score card somewhere? Yes. Oh my goodness. Of course. Well, I'm not good at golf. So I'll go golfing again to make you feel good.
Actually,
you want to go golfing.
I do want to go golfing again. We love amusement parks. We love just being able to explore and have fun that way.
Mm.
What else did we used to do?
Well,
we went to the beach a lot.
To be honest, we also didn't have much money back then, so
we did a lot of cheap things.
Yeah, I remember a lot of Little Caesars hot and ready pizzas.
Yep,
they're $5 hot
and
ready.
And Subway.
And Subway. What was there? Spicy Italian? Is that what it is?
We split it.
We would split it. Yeah, but it was like. Back then it was like $5 or something like that, or $5.75. I don't remember. But.
Okay. All right. We got to move on. So then our family started growing. And so we just would bring the sleepy baby along in a car seat. And we'd still have a day.
We did it a lot less though.
Yeah.
I remember there was a pretty good long season after having kids that we probably almost did it, not at all. But well, if we did go out, we'd take the baby.
The first like one or two, we definitely did take them along. We just go to dinner, something quick, you know, just to get out of the house and switch things up.
We tried going to a movie a couple times. That didn't work.
Yeah, the baby always woke up halfway
through. Because they were like, okay, and then maybe you'll sleep.
And I'd get anxiety and be like, we gotta go.
I know, that didn't work.
We
didn't go to a movie for quite a while.
Okay, so now fast forward to like, now we've got, you know, four kids. And what did we learn?
Well, we definitely learned the power of babysitters.
Yeah.
Which again,
the necessity.
Yeah. We can't do all the time, but that's made it really good. We've also learned as our kids have gotten older, I think we've invited some of our kids on some of our dates.
Yeah.
Or dating our children.
So yeah. Like we've learned the art of dating our children,
which I need to get back into it. We kind of got out of a swing of that. I want to get back into that.
Yeah.
Olive was just in the car. She's like, Dad, I want to go on a date with you.
Okay. But Edie's also been asking for you to take her.
And I don't think I've been
skating
on a date with her yet.
Yeah.
But yeah, our kids want to date us. So that's happening. Like there's like me and Jennifer go on our dates, and then like our kids are now wanting our time also. What's hard about that is sometimes they want both of us. We're like, how do we do that? But
because
like,
that means giving up one of our date nights.
Yeah, exactly. But we can do that.
And most recently, our date nights has kind of morphed into
like
jujitsu.
Oh yeah. That's been a pretty consistent one actually.
So
Thursdays.
Yeah. Every other week, Aaron and I
go to
jujitsu, and then we get grab food afterwards and we consider that our date.
But it's a lot of fun. So yeah. I'm totally fine with doing that because I've been enjoying jujitsu much, even though I'm really, really sore still
all the time.
But yeah, we go to jujitsu and we get some Asian fusion afterwards, which is so good. You know, we've also, you know, coupled our date nights and turned them into like dreaming sessions and working together on projects. And like you said, jujitsu. So it's not always just doing, you know, going and having dinner or doing something together in that sense. But sometimes we use them to be creative and to work on projects that we got going, like books we're working on or future books we want to work on. We're looking for people who have been blessed by this free podcast and our free daily marriage prayer emails and who want to help be a blessing to others. Creating and hosting this podcast and sending out our daily emails do incur a financial cost. And we want to invite you to join our faithful patron team to help financially support these resources so that they can remain free for all who need them. Please join our patron team today and become one of the faithful financial supporters who desires to help bless thousands of marriages around the world. Your support will help us pay for the creation, hosting, and promotion of our podcast and daily emails. Thank you, and we hope to see you become a Marriage After God patron.
Yeah, we know it sounds easy, you know, saying go for a date night, but we also get the logistics of making it a reality. Like that could be a real struggle sometimes.
Afford a babysitter. Sometimes our babysitter cancels for whatever reason because they get sick or whatever.
Yeah.
So we have to realize that there's real challenges involved. But I would say that one of the biggest things that we did was, and we've brought this up a lot, is at least putting it on the calendar and making a regular attempt at date night, which does increase the likelihood of that happening.
And again, like we've gone through seasons where we couldn't afford to like actually go out. And so you find other ways to make it happen. And actually we have some ideas on here that you don't have to spend any money for. So
yeah,
that's good. So real quick, before we get to the list, Aaron, what would you say to a husband and wife listening right now who maybe the reason that they haven't been actively pursuing date night or like, you know, even finding that spark of creativity to do something fun with each other is because there's tension built up and maybe they don't feel like having fun right now. What would you say to them?
Or don't want to go.
That's what
date.
I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like alone time is hard.
Separate corners.
Yeah. That's, that's hard because depending on the level at which they are distant mm-hmm. or in turmoil or angry, a date night might not be possible unless there is a mutual understanding of like, hey, let's use this date night to
try and reboot.
Yeah. Reboot.
Or like, what do you call
it? Let's get back in the same page. Yeah. Let's kind of get it all on the table. Like let's write these things down. Let's talk about them. And sometimes maybe doing that in a public place keeps it a lot more cordial. Yeah. I'm sure maybe not for some people, but using that as an opportunity specifically to
reengage.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. Okay. One more question. What would you say to the person listening right now who wants to and is enthusiastic about going on date nights, but for whatever reason, their spouse isn't present? So maybe it's because of work. Maybe they're traveling, right. Or maybe there is separation. Like what can that person do?
Maybe figure out ways of doing date night digitally. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people use FaceTime. It's a pretty powerful tool these days. Or
just getting that communication in. That's
yeah.
Good.
Like let's say it's a husband that's, you know, a fireman. He's gone most of the week, or someone who travels, truck driver. I mean, there's lots of careers that husbands have to be gone, or yeah. wives. Maybe planning something for when you know they're going to be home.
Yeah.
And preparing and being vigilant to not allow that to be sabotaged.
I knew where you were going with that.
Well, because it's there's a lot of emotions wrapped up in they've been gone for a certain yeah. amount of time. When they get home, there's all these things that need to be taken care yeah. of. There's conversations that need to be had. There's all this stuff mm-hmm. that you're going to have to like put boundaries on so that you can be like, I want to do this.
That's good though. Like even if it's a couple months out, put something down and planned so that they both.
And even let your spouse know about it. So they look forward to it too.
That's good.
Yeah. I think for me, one of the best parts about having date night on the calendar is knowing it's coming. Mm-hmm. I've said this like a lot. I really enjoy it. I'm like, when I forget about it and then you're like, hey, we got a babysitter. I'm like, really? And like I get so excited. I don't know why.
Sometimes I intentionally don't tell you that a date night's coming because
you want to surprise me.
When I spring it on you, you get so excited.
I do.
It's fun.
But I look forward to it. So there's something. So maybe build that anticipation if you know that's that good. You're going to see them in a week, a month, and plan something. If it's the longer, maybe plan something awesome. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Cool.
You know. Within all your right. means, of course.
Well, we want to be sensitive to you who do find it hard to make a plan. Yet we also hope that these ideas will be seeds planted in your heart and will find a way to grow and come to be over time. And for anyone who may be in a position where the tension's too thick or, you know, things are just too hard between you two, let this date night idea, this seed, be a prayer, be something that you yeah. go to God for and petition for your spouse.
Looking forward to those season changes.
Right.
Yeah. The better seasons ahead. Well, should we share this list?
Yeah, here we go. So this is your 12 days of spring. Wait, 12 dates of spring.
Date ideas. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Number one.
This one's technically free.
Well, mine is the food because food's expensive right now, but pack a picnic and hike a trail. It could be a short trail. It could be a paved trail. It could be a doozy of a trail.
It could be a hard trail.
It could be a hard trail. One with a view, maybe.
Or maybe one just a bunch of daffodils by a stream,
that
like
really
your poem. If you find one of those, tell us where because we love seeing fields of flowers.
But this could be really simple, like making sandwiches. Or if growing up, my family, we used to do cheese whiz on saltines.
Didn't we all? Didn't we
What
all?
Did I just call it?
Cheese whiz on saltines? No, on Ritz.
Or Ritz.
Ritz is how it goes.
But you do cheese I got whiz confused because I was also going to say with sardines. Saltines
was it called
with
cheese
sardines.
Whiz or was it called like, so it was called
no, it's
cheese
called cheese
spread
whiz.
Or,
it's like a can. I don't know what's inside of
and
it.
Goes, I actually really liked that stuff and I think our kids would love it too. I don't think they've ever had it.
We should pack a lunch.
We should go get
them.
Cheese whiz and Ritz.
We can't turn all of these ideas into a family thing, okay?
But our kids like it. This is actually one of our problems, people, is we have these ideas. We want to go do
we
something.
Like
and they're like,
fun.
How do we get our kids to come do this with us?
Okay. So pack a picnic, hike a trail.
Did you really
go
put
somewhere.
Sardines as one of the options? I'm
no,
sure.
No, I was bringing that up as a note.
Only Cody likes sardines.
There could
you
be
could
other,
bring
there could be others. We need to move on.
Okay. Number two. Again, this is kind of a free one unless you don't own the game. Go play chess at the park.
Cool. Pick a picnic table and just...
Yeah, because then you could look like one of those like staple old people that just they're there, they're playing chess, and you're like, man,
what's
their story? You
can't call them old, Aaron.
They become like one of them.
If you don't have the game, you could go to Goodwill. I know they have them for cheap. Or ask someone that you know.
And
borrow
if you
the game.
How to play chess, could pretty much bring any game.
Well, I was going to suggest checkers because I'm a lot better at checkers than I am at chess.
And I'm not good at checkers.
I love checkers.
I'm good at chess though. I'm decent. Goodwill's a good idea, actually. I bet you they have tons of chess boards. Now, good luck having all the pieces. That's up in the air. But
I just found out you couldn't take this one to the park, but Plunder, which we love, is you could do it 2-player.
Speaking of games, we probably should do another episode of our
just
favorite games.
I know.
Because now we have like 10 new ones from the last time we recorded an episode.
If you guys
games.
Are on a double date and you want a quick card game to bring to the table that's not absurd with taking up space.
It's like small.
It's called 0 to 100.
Look
it's
it up.
Pretty fun.
You'll thank us.
Okay. Number 3, visit a nearby nursery for inspiration on adding or starting to a garden. So again, you don't
this one's close to your heart.
Totally.
Yeah.
And you don't have to leave with anything. I always tell Aaron, let's stop by this nursery. I'm not going to get anything. I'm just going to look.
That's never true. I'm always walking away with some bulbs and some pots of flowers and
seeds. Even though a nursery is kind of like shopping, they're so beautiful.
It smells nice. Yeah. And it's outside usually.
Just go and enjoy it.
Nurseries are fun.
Yeah.
All right. If you don't have one, maybe your friend does, but firing up the fire pit in the backyard, just sitting down next to a crackling fire. If you have a fireplace, you could do it there too, but there's something nice about being outside.
Under the stars.
Under the stars and being warmed by a fire. I love the smell of fire pits. I don't like the smell of it on me afterwards, but when we're sitting there and you just hear the wood crackling and you smell the smoke, and I love looking at the flames.
That is mesmerizing.
It is. And often when it's just us two, like good conversations.
Yeah.
And just
they're slower, which I like the pace of them better because I can tell.
Reminds
we're
us of another time.
Thinking.
Yeah.
But yeah, uninterrupted. But yeah, cozy up. Go get a blanket.
Number 5, you don't like this one at all.
Go grab ice cream. Ice cream is always fun.
This with the kids.
I was going to say, we always take our kids to go get ice cream. I just think it's one of those spontaneous, like, this is a great idea. But we rarely just go get ice cream.
I was just thinking, don't you have a Cold Stone like gift card somewhere floating around here?
I'm pretty sure I used it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sneaky, sneaky. We should go to Cold Stone and get your famous. What is you want to give away your recipe?
It's not really a recipe. It's just something that
it's really good.
Okay. They have like their pre-made stuff there. And then I went in and I knew what I wanted and
because you could tell them what you want. You're like, I want that ice cream. Yeah. I want this thing. Mix it with this.
So I got the cake batter ice cream with brownie chunks with banana and caramel, but you have to get extra caramel.
It's incredible.
So good.
Every time I go, I would get something else.
And but you'd always eat mine.
I always eat Jennifer's because like it's so good. I tried it as a shake once. Definitely not as good. You need the chunks. You need the banana. I always do the shake. I do.
There was also, remember, 21 Choices in California? That was really good.
Yeah. We didn't have it here. 21 mm-hmm. Choices is different than Baskin Robbins.
Yeah.
Not Baskin Robbins. Okay.
You can go there if that's the only option.
If that's the only option for ice cream. Go to the store and buy.
Make your own.
Yeah, just kidding. Number six. This is a trend that's gotten huge over the last 10 years. Food trucks. This could be, I mean, depending on where you live and depending what area, this could be a really fun thing. In our city,
we have
pockets. 5 or 6 of these little tiny food truck areas, and all of them have their own little personality and traits and different foods. And to be honest, some of the best sushi in Bend, Oregon is at a food truck. Mm. It's so good. But it's fun because you're outside, unless they have some sort of covered thing. But you can even go and do like a, like try this appetizer at this one, try this drink at this one.
It's like a progressive dinner
without this one.
A progressive dinner without having to go somewhere.
You're just in one spot.
Yeah.
I actually really like food trucks. You get to try different things, and they often have stuff that restaurants don't, just because they're like so unique. But food trucks, a food truck court is an awesome, fun place to go. And usually it's lively, and sometimes they have live music.
Sometimes, yeah, especially in the summertime. Okay, number 7. My parents grew up rollerblading. not rollerblading, roller skating.
Roller skating, yeah.
And it's coming back. Like, they go all the time. My mom will send me videos of her and my dad just
going around. I think it's so funny. But that's her generation. Like, our generation invented rollerblades.
She's good at it too. Like, she could go backwards and stuff. I can't do that.
Yeah, but now like these new generations are all going back to roller skating.
Yeah,
not just your mom, but like the younger
do you know
crowd.
That the Schwetz have rollerblades? They go down.
I do know that, and they go rollerblading.
Yeah,
on dates,
they're
don't
so
they?
Cute. They go on
I
dates
like them.
So we should get a pair.
Something that is like an attached to this, if you're not going to go roller skating or rollerblading, is bike riding.
Yeah, that's easier for me, my coordination.
And we do that a lot. And that, again, that's one we always do with our kids too. But we should go on a bike ride this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, this
fun.
Summer.
Can't wait for the snow to be.
I know we can't yet until the snow's off the ground. It will not be good unless we had snow bikes, but we don't have snow bikes.
But they still have indoor rinks. Like, if you guys want to go roller skating,
that's true.
Could be fun. Could bring back some older memories. Of younger years dating, if you ever did that dating. Did we ever do that dating?
Roller skating? No. No, that didn't happen. Remember I said I had a car?
Oh, yeah.
We did skateboard or roller skate or ride bikes anywhere.
Okay. Number eight, go for a swim at a local community pool, like an indoor pool.
Yeah, those can be fun because sometimes
they're
all
over, right?
I think
we
so.
We have a couple here.
I think we have them. No, we grew up and there was community pools.
Oh, yeah.
We always used
to
go to the plunge.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. That wasn't indoors, though.
No, it wasn't.
Okay. If you have an indoor pool at like a community center, you should go check it out. They're usually really affordable and it's fun.
Or if a friend is in a community that has a pool, ask them for the passcode.
Or even just a hot tub.
Yeah. Oh, a hot tub. That's a good idea. Number nine. Jennifer, you actually fell in love with this. We were staying at a house last year that had a little tennis court in the back. And we started playing pickleball.
Yeah, I'm addicted to it.
It's so much fun because you're still moving and but it's not as intense as tennis.
Yeah.
You don't have to be as perfectly coordinated because like tennis, like I can't even get the ball over the fence and the net. But pickleball, like it's the ball's a little slower.
Yeah, which I like.
You made me run across the court a lot. But
they have indoor courts too. It's becoming also very popular.
Yeah, we have a place here called Pickle Zone. It's like three stories of pickleball. But
if you don't want to do pickleball, they also have Trampoline Zone if you like to jump. Just an option.
I actually really do like that.
I don't like to jump. I don't like my feet coming off the ground like that.
But I took I took the kids to Trampoline Zone a couple weeks ago. And I saw several young couples.
Oh, really?
Yeah, on a date there. And cool. Some older couples too, no kids, just them jumping around, finding their like little corner. But I just thought it was so sweet.
Okay. Number 10 is go yard sailing together.
We were talking about what we used to do.
Yeah. We did
we
this
used
a
to
lot.
Do this a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do it from time to time but now it's like, hey, Aaron, I want to run down the street real quick. Will you watch the kids and I'll be right back?
I know it's not. Yeah. Cause you can't take the kids cause they start picking everything up.
But if you have the time and you can, and I put sailing like sailing because to me, it's like, you got to just keep the coast of one to the next,
You
got to get a good
moving through them.
Yeah. They're just, it's fun. It can be a really fun day.
And you're not looking for anything. That's
no,
the
you
thing.
Don't have to buy anything.
No, you always leave with something.
I always do.
But you're not looking for anything.
Basically, Aaron's telling you that I just spend money because you keep telling everyone that I won't leave anywhere without everything.
The places that you love, you're like, when you're at yard sale and you see like an antique bell,
I like
you can't not, you're like, I need this bell.
I like,
why do you need this bell?
I know. I like antiques and I like plants. So that's my weak spot, and ice cream.
There's some, I like antiques. I like functional antiques, like things that I can actually
name
use.
Name one thing.
I like to get old glasses.
Not like
reading glasses, but like drinking glasses.
Yeah.
Like I like getting old glasses. Okay. Those are functional.
All right.
That's the only thing I can think of. So
if you ever see an old glass, send it our way.
Don't do that. But
you know what I like?
What?
If you ever want to know, you know how I like flowers and plants. I like oil paintings of
flowers and plants. And little girls in fields.
Yeah, I do like that.
See? Yeah. I know you.
Oh, like any little kid pictures.
You do like old paintings.
Old paintings, yeah.
And we have a lot of those in our house.
Where
we got. We have some in the bathroom. We have some. We have some in the garage that we need to be actually put
That's
up.
That's true.
Okay, here's a fun one. This is number 11. We're almost done. Do art. So this could be you just go to the Joann's or some art studio or art supply store, I should say. Maybe pick up watercolor paint and some watercolor canvas. Like, you don't spend a ton of money. Or
they do have studios where you can actually go and they'll help you through the process.
Yeah, I've been looking locally and there's not a lot of options.
There's one right down the street.
But what I was looking for is someone that would teach some sort of classical painting.
Oh, that's because it takes a long time. It's not like one session.
No, but something where you sit down and they do it kind of like, who is that, that guy that used to do the painting show? He's like super famous. What's his name? But I was thinking like someone showing you like, hey, here's how you're going to use this brush.
Yeah.
And whether the painting looked great or not, just having that experience would be fun. But I haven't found anything yet. I'm sure there might be something around here.
If not YouTube.
Okay, you do number 12.
Number 12 is go fishing, which we did in the summertime last year. And summer might feel a little bit better than spring, but
we didn't catch anything, but we did lose some lures.
I was working on my cast.
I lost one too.
And I replenished them in your stockings for Christmas.
Yes, you did.
But yeah, go fishing or something like that. Right?
Fishing's fun. It's a new thing that I've just been experimenting with, but trying out this last year or so. I have a couple of friends that are just, they are really good fishermen, and I went out with them and I kind of fell in love with them. And I got this little rod, actually it was gifted to me from a friend, and I took it. I was like, hey, you want to go? And we went up to the mountains, found a little river and just cast it in for 30 minutes. And
kind of like the other ideas of like sitting around a fire pit or even walking around a nursery, they slow you down, but they give you things to think about visually while you're considering conversation. To me, that's like a golden date.
Well, and if you notice, a lot of these are outside.
Yeah.
So we're getting into spring and then summer. I mean, let's enjoy it. Let's go outside. Let's let the fresh air get in our lungs, the vitamin D get into our body. But doing it with our spouse, enjoying each other's company, trying new things, not to be good at them necessarily, but just to do them together, like fishing. I'm not good at it. And you're probably better than me, actually.
No, I'm not.
But it was just really fun. It would have been like remarkable if we caught something and we'd have been like, oh my goodness. And then we'd be doing it every weekend.
Yeah.
But still, I had a lot of fun. I actually look forward to doing it again. I've been waiting for it to warm up a little bit, but
cool.
I'm not as hardcore as some of our friends who go in the snow.
Nope.
Won't do that. Full waders and no, not me.
Be a solo date.
Yeah.
You can FaceTime me.
Babe, it's so fun out here.
All right, guys.
Well, bugs, though.
That's true. That wraps up our 12 dates of spring, and we hope that we've given you at least a little bit to chew on and consider and hopefully do this next season in your marriage and have fun together. And we also just want to encourage you to reminisce about the good old days and the times that you did date together. Maybe pull something from way out there that you guys used to do something that was fun together and you enjoyed. Do that again.
That's right? A good idea.
Remember the daffodils.
If you do end up doing any of these dates, would you want to share with us, would you shoot us a message or post about it on Instagram and tag one of us? We love seeing what everyone's doing and knowing the people that are engaging with our content. It's a lot of fun. So we invite you to do that.
So this month's growth spurt, just to kind of visit what this is and what we've been doing. Every month we have a new idea or challenge that we offer to you guys to try and do. The first month, January, was build trust in your marriage with your spouse by doing what you'll say. Number two, in February, was love in action. So trying a romantic gesture for your spouse just to serve them and love them. And then this month we are springing into fun. So doing an activity together on your next date night. So whether you get one date in or for the next, you know, 3-4 weeks, you are able to plan something. Maybe your date comes a little bit later, but you start planning it now and anticipating it now. Mm-hmm. Spring into fun with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go get that game 0-100.
Or plunder.
It's a lot of fun. Plunder's hard on date nights, though, unless you're like on a big table.
Or by a fire pit. All right. Why don't you end with prayer?
Dear Lord, thank you for inspiring us to search out ways of spending time together that are fun and create exciting new memories with each other. We pray we would consider the things we can do in our budget that would cultivate friendship and intimacy. We pray we would have more fun together and make spending quality time together a priority. Please inspire us and help us to enjoy our marriage. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, Marriage After God friends. Thank you for your continued faithfulness and listening each and every week. Jennifer and I have often shared with you about how important prayer is in the life of a believer. It's so important, in fact, that we're told this in 1 Thessalonians. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. It is God's will for us to pray, and we want to inspire you to begin praying for your spouse and marriage every day. This world hates marriage, and so does our enemy, because he knows the power that your marriage is meant to have in this world. He knows that if you and your spouse are praying and chasing boldly after God together, that the impact Christ will have in and through you will be powerful. So we need to be praying more than ever before. Our heart is to encourage you, along with everyone who listens to this show, to be praying for your spouses and your marriages, to be strengthened, renewed, healed, prepared, and empowered to do the ministry that God has for you to do in this world together. So, Jennifer and I would love to invite you to join with thousands of other couples in taking our 31-day marriage prayer challenge. This is a completely free and fun way to build a habit of prayer in your marriage. All you have to do to join is visit marriageprayerchallenge.com and fill out the registration form. Once you do that, you will begin to receive an email every day from us during the 31 days to not only remind you to pray for your spouse, but we'll also give you various topics and prompts to help you know what to pray for. We dare your marriage to start praying like never before. Start the challenge today at marriageprayerchallenge.com.